You can't see it or touch it, but the so-called Internet of Things has the potential to change modern life. The Commerce Department has been exploring what its own role might be in fostering a highly connected world. It asked a wide range of people what they thought it should do. Now the report is out, and joining me with an assessment, Joshua New, policy analyst at the Center for Data Innovation. Joshua, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Now, the Center for Data Innovation had a lot to say to the Commerce Department in its last April when it called for comments. But why don't we start with what your definition of the Internet of Things actually is for the uninitiated?
Sure. So the Internet of Things is the idea that ordinary objects can be embedded with sensors and connected to the Internet, which means they can collect and transmit data that can then be analyzed and acted upon. This can be everything from the mundane, like the fitness tracker to the smart thermostat, to, you know, large-scale sensor networks over cities and infrastructure for public safety and efficiency reasons.
And so when the Commerce Department called for academia and think tanks and, I guess, regular citizens to weigh in on what its role might be, what did the center say to the department?
We were really pleased that Commerce has been taking a proactive approach to kind of exploring what their role should be in IoT. And people on both sides of the argument, I think, we want to shoot the middle here. I think that the government absolutely does have a role to play in the Internet of Things in terms of fostering innovation, promoting growth and adoption. At the same time, the regulatory approach should be minimal, which the report correctly identifies. They should be focused on, at such an early stage of the technology, they should really be focusing on removing barriers to adoption here.
Yes, because the Commerce Department mentions that the Internet of Things should be inclusive. Commerce Department can help guarantee accessibility, but isn't that the way the Internet pretty much is already?
Well, so the Internet of Things, actually, just like the Internet before it, in 2009 or so when we had the National Broadband Plan, it's not really like other consumer technologies. There are a lot of different factors that we describe in a report we put out in 2015 about the need for a national Internet of Things strategy that necessitate kind of a different approach from government in terms of how they approach it. So, it's not going to be as successful as we'd like it to be if left just up to market forces. But at the same time, without those, without the private sector driving the growth of IoT, the government alone can't capture all the benefits. So they've got like a pretty interesting wire to walk here in terms of, bringing people to the table to set standards, but not setting the standards themselves. It should be industry led. They should be encouraging the free flow of information, and data sharing within the United States. But at the same time, they should be fighting international efforts to restrict flows, international data flows. We would like the things to be open, but to make sure that happens with the Internet of Things, the government absolutely does have to step in here.
So a foreign adversary, for example, or something like ISIS could perhaps plant sensors in some manner throughout the United States and gain information they could use against the country?
No, not so much in that sense. So it's the idea that, certain countries have erected regulatory regimes or regulatory rules about how data can flow across national borders. So, they will pass laws that says if you service, this idea has been floated in India for machine-to-machine communications. If you service Indian customers, that data has to be processed at a data center physically located in India. And the argument for this is ostensibly that can assure a baseline level of privacy and cybersecurity for that information. But even we know that's objectively not true, and we think that's kind of a protectionist ploy here. So that's the job of the Commerce Department, maybe the State Department, to step in and say, that's bad for your economy in the long run, that's bad for the growth of the technology as a whole.
I see. So then what would the elements of a national strategy look like if there was one for Internet of Things?
We detail this in depth. There are a couple different components. But it primarily has to do with addressing issues that market forces alone cannot overcome. One of them, one really important one that Commerce's report does acknowledge, thankfully, is the need for public sector adoption and for the government to be like an early and lead adopter of the Internet of Things. Because of the efficiency gains, the all the benefits of the Internet of Things can be just as beneficial for governments as they can be for industry. So it's important that the government is paying attention to this to begin with. But also, if the government can be a lead adopter of these technologies, they can do a lot to kind of remove some of the perceived risk of these technologies. Because it's relatively new and it's relatively untested, some people, either at lower levels of government or in industry, may be hesitant to make, invest as fully as we'd like into these technologies. So if the government can kind of be like this first case study of a successful IoT deployment on a large scale, that can be a very, very positive and kind of motivating factor for other people to jump on the IoT bandwagon. There are a lot of other issues that government does play a really important role in playing, particularly around like public goods. This idea of qualities that are necessary for the Internet of Things to grow as fast as we'd like, but that the private sector either can't or won't, or it's not really their responsibility to provide. So the three main ones are, access to wireless spectrum, public research and development funding, and then human capital. And that's a really interesting one that I think gets overlooked because, we know that, STEM-trained workers are going to be really important. We know we have a data science skills gap. And a lot of companies that we've talked to do have, supplementary worker training programs to give them the skills to work with all this data coming from IoT. But that is not really a sustainable model for the workforce as a whole. So we would encourage the Department of Education to have a much more concerted focus on ensuring that the school system starts fostering these skills early on a large scale. So as IoT matures and becomes more ubiquitous, our workforce can keep up and be competitive here.
We're speaking with Joshua New, a policy analyst at the Center for Data Innovation. So it seems as if the analysis of the data and the use of the data that IoT generates is really the tough nut to crack relative to the deployment of sensors that simply sit there and generate the data.
Sure. So the reason the Internet of Things is so important is because the value of the data it can generate is, it's almost unmeasurable. We can't possibly imagine all the potential applications of IoT, just like we couldn't imagine, how transformative smartphones would have been in the 90s. Essentially, all this information coming off of, the entire physical world is like a really, really incredible platform for innovation. And it's not just for, increased profits or increased efficiency gains in the manufacturing sector. There are real social benefits here too, in terms of better measuring the needs of underserved communities, ensuring public transportation is reaching underserved communities, in terms of ensuring that the public works departments services roads for people that are notoriously underserved. So it really is kind of cross-cutting about how important this is and the benefits it can provide.
The examples you bring up strike me that state and local government might be among those early adopters that would pave the way for everyone else because of the how close they are to the people that use their services.
Yes. And so that's another reason, going back to what I mentioned near the beginning, about why the federal government should be so focused on being a lead adopter, because the federal government does have a little bit more access to capital and human expertise than a local or state government might have. So either by initiating these projects themselves or partnering with local governments to kind of give them that extra incentive to take on this perceived risk is super, super important. And we've seen some successes so far with that. So the Department of Transportation has its Smart Cities Challenge. It announced its winner was Columbus, Ohio last year. And they'll be getting about $40 million and a ton of government support to kind of roll out large-scale IoT deployments that deal with public safety, efficiency, transportation, a whole range of issues. That once that pilot is set up and running, that can be a model for other governments to take on and adopt those practices themselves without having to expose themselves to the risk of, trying out a strategy that might not be successful.
Now, Commerce rolled out this report just before the change in administration, and so they're not talking about it at this point publicly. But it strikes me this doesn't seem to have a lot of political content, and it does tend to state repeatedly that it feels there should be a lightweight regulatory approach, which would seem to be in keeping with the philosophies that we're hearing from the new Trump administration. So do you expect this report and the strategies that it mentions to continue and have legs?
I am optimistic. So we've actually seen a kind of perpetual snowball effect of momentum for support of the Internet of Things in late 2015, maybe early 2016, both the House and Senate passed resolutions expressing the need for a national strategy to support IoT. And I believe they were both unanimous. The 114th Congress introduced something called the Digit Act, which expresses support for a national strategy for the Internet of Things and basically encouraging the government to take a closer look at what its role should be and how it can help. That was just reintroduced a couple weeks ago. As particularly with the Trump administration's focus on infrastructure, we think that's a really valuable opportunity to kind of if they place an important focus on not just pouring concrete, but installing chips and sensors and everything from like roads to dams to levees to sewer pipes, that will be a critical component of the infrastructure of the future. And I think given their support for that and their support for kind of a minimal regulatory environment, this could be a really good opportunity for the Internet of Things to finally take off and have bipartisan support.
Joshua New is policy analyst at the Center for Data Innovation. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll put a link to the Commerce Department study and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.